की तरह छुप जाते हैं, कदम दो कदम चल के ही रुक जाते हैं, रिश्ते आसमां की तरह झुक जाते हैं, कदम दो कदम चल के ही रुक जाते हैं।
Members of India Forum, this is your host Keith, and today we have someone really hot whom girls can never resist. He played Varun Bhaskar from Dhoom Machao Dhoom and has done many advertisements. He is our very own Airtel Happy Reach Ajgai. So ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and give a very warm welcome to the new heartthrob of Indian television, Jay Bhanushali, the romantic and naughty neef from Kayamat.
Hello, hi guys, my name is Jay Bhanushali, and I don't know what Kriti was talking about that hot guy. it doesn't go with me, but you can call me cute.
Well, yeah. Jay, welcome to India Forums. I have to tell you, you have a huge, huge, huge fan following here.
Well, I love all them.
Yeah. Members blush faint with the mere mention of your name, and there are fights among them that, you know, Jay is truly theirs.
Well, come again.
I said, you know, members fight within, you know, there are mock fights within each other that, no, I'm like the greatest fan of Jay, Jay is all mine.
Oh, yeah?
You're like the hot property, yeah.
Oh, so sweet of them. I never thought, like, people are going to actually fight for me.
Oh, yeah.
It goes with the other thing. Usually I have to fight with the girls, but get the girls, but this time it's a different thing. So, good experience.
Good experience, yeah. And another thing is, I have been getting messages saying how lucky I am that, you know, I'll be taking your interview.
Lucky?
Yeah. And I get to speak to you and they can't, so...
Well, anyone can talk to me, anyone can, I usually come to India Forum and I usually go through all the comments and what people are talking about me, about my serial and everything, and it boosts me a lot after going through this site. Mm-hmm. So every night I see to it that I go to this India Forum site, so it's a good experience, and there's no lucky thing, man. I'm a normal guy, nothing much. I mean, don't put me on the top of the hill.
Well, this interview will definitely give you some high, because here we have some really cute messages for you.
Cool, let's see.
Okay. Yeah. Now, friends, this interview is extra special as one of the India Forum members wants us to give her a birthday gift. And her birthday gift is none other than Jay's interview.
Oh, and, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, can I know her name?
Yeah. She is Spiky Priya, our video bee, and she says, "Hi Jay, this is Priyanka and my RFID is Spiky Priya. I just want to say a few lines to you, but before that, can you please wish me a very happy birthday, because it's my birthday on 29th of June and I'll be jumping madly if you wish me once."
Hey Priyanka, happy birthday, and wish you all the best for your future, and hope to see you on the top one day. And I actually hope to see you soon. I mean, I would love to meet you, sir. And I've seen a lot of comments of yours. You usually say very good things about me in India Forum. I usually go through it. So keep it up and best of luck.
All right. She also has written a very sweet poem for you. And she says, "Every girl wants you to be her man, but I will wait right here till it's my turn. I am not the kind of girl who gives up just like that. Oh no, the tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm going to be your number one." Now please tell me whether you like these lines or not.
Man, I'm blushing. I can't say more. I'm just blushing.
I told you this interview will give you another high.
Thanks a lot, Supriya. I mean, Priyanka in short. Thank you for the message, and you are making me now very, in the sense, like, what do you call I'm feeling shy right now because so much good things, even I don't know that I'm so good.
Well, you've definitely taken their hearts away with your performance, hasn't you?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Now, moving on, Mrs. Jay Bhanu Shali, that's her IFID. She's created that ID.
Okay.
And she wants to know, what is the reason behind your cute look and lovely smile?
Cute look and lovely smile. I guess my mom and dad.
So it's hereditary, is it?
Yeah, it's hereditary. My mom, even she has a very good smile, so I think I've got the smile from my mom.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how did Jay became Neve? What made you accept this role?
Well, the first thing I liked about this role is Neve and Jay are one and the same. Like, there's no difference between Neve and Jay. Mm-hmm. I truly think that, like, if Neve is like this,
mm-hmm.
like, if Neve is reacting like this, Jay is also reacting like this. I've noticed one thing that whatever happens in a serial, in real life too, if it happens, I'm going to react the same way it's happening. So
mm-hmm.
it was a very good thing that I don't count myself in a very good actor. So it was a good thing for me that I have to just be myself rather than acting.
Okay.
People act and I don't know a letter of acting, so it's a good part from my side that I don't have to act and I have to be myself. That's it.
Okay, so basically Jay is Neva.
Jay is Neva, totally.
Okay, so Jay, how has life changed after working in Balaji? Like getting your break as a prime time hero in Balaji
uh-huh.
is like a big thing on its own, isn't it? So.
Yeah, it came very easily for me. I won't say that I struggled a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in this line we have to struggle a little bit. I had my struggle for a lot of months, but the main thing was that I never expected Balaji people to call me up and give mm-hmm. me a call and to tell me to give a screen test or something.
Okay.
They came to me, they gave me this offer of Neve, so I was interested in doing it, so it came very easily for me. It was like...
you didn't have to put in extra effort.
Yeah, extra effort. In the sense, usually people go for screen tests and everything,
mm-hmm.
but like whenever Balaji people call you, but for me it came very easily. Ekta's associate saw me in one of my ads, that's redfmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And from there she noticed me and she told Ekta that there's this guy in this ad who's very cute. I want him to be casted. So they called me, they took my screen test, then they again called me for a mock shoot.
Okay.
The next day. And in 2 hours' time, I was selected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so is life still the same or no? Now you tasting your stardom, so how's it? Girls falling for you and everything?
Well, it's a very good feeling that usually whenever you go, people notice you and they treat you very well and everything. And now, if I take an incident... when I was coming back from Turkey,
mm-hmm.
In the airport, like in the flight, I was like really, really hungry, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the food which I got, means I was still very much hungry. I had the food, but still I was hungry. And I was like, I was just telling to Shabir, I'm very much hungry. And there were like few girls and guys who came to me and they were like, you have my food, no, I don't want to have it. So
oh.
It seems so good, but okay. Means they love me so much that they are actually giving their food to me and everything. But I was like, no, it's okay. I can
sweet.
So people like you, when you see that people like you a lot and everything, it feels very good.
Great. So now talking about Turkey, when do we get to see Turkey in action?
Turkey, you can see by next week.
By next week.
Yeah, by next week, Monday, I guess, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, four mm-hmm. episodes totally dedicated to Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very beautiful place and I should say every person should once go to Turkey.
Okay.
And Turkey is, I'm telling you, very beautiful girls. Very beautiful girl.
Okay, now all the girls from UK, US, Canada, India getting jealous, huh, Jay?
Can't help it.
You can't do this to them.
No, they are also beautiful, no doubt, but I'm just saying that I went to Turkey and the biggest thing I liked about Turkey was beautiful, beautiful girl.
Uh-huh.
I can't lie. Come on, I'm an open person. Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay, now Jay, we have a lot of messages and questions because our members want to convey their feelings to you.
Okay.
So the next message I'm reading to you is also of a crazy fan of yours, and she says, "Hi Jay, this is Mehek. Hope you recognize me now. See, I got you here also.
Okay.
I just want to say I really love you lots, Shona, and love your fabulous acting. The first time I saw you in Kayamat, I just fell in love with your smile and sexy lips. Keep rocking and hope to see you in more roles and hope to reach the stars in your career."
Oh,
hugs
sexy.
And kisses.
Oh God, sexy lips and everything.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Mehek. I actually usually talk to her. She always calls me and I usually talk to her, and she's a very nice person by heart and everything. So, thanks a lot, Mehek, for loving me so much. I owe you this. I owe all my fans for loving me so much. I hope it's forcefully, but still.
No, of course, you were there, heartthrob, with your cute smile. You've definitely won over them.
Thank you.
Okay, now this Ambrina Altaf, she says, "Hi Jay, I'm Ambrina, mostly called as Ambi, and your acting in Kayamat is awesome. The way you make everyone laugh is totally hilarious. Your jokes, everything brings a smile on my face. You are so cute. Keep up this good talent."
Yeah, well, thank you for the compliments and everything. And yes, I know my USP is comedy and everything. You can say that I'm a part-time joker too. So I will try my best to entertain you guys as much. And the story of Kayamat is going to be rocking in a few days. You just have to wait and watch. It's an amazing storyline which you have to wait and watch, and might be you can see more of Nee's one-liner and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because initially, like, I think in between there was more of Prachi and Aisha, you know, like a lot of members were just very disappointed. They're like, "Oh, we hardly get to see Nee." So, you know, viewers do want to see you a lot.
Well, it happens. I mean, it was a part of the story. I won't say it was like decided or something. It was a part of the story, and now I'm back in action. Now you can see a lot of me too, and hope that you love me the way you loved me, because now my character is gonna be changed a little bit. It's not gonna be that lover boy kind of guy. So just wait and watch how the story goes.
Okay. Now, like, talking about your comedy, so does comedy come naturally to you? So do you like playing a comic role?
Well, comedy roles, I always love to do comedy roles. Like, my dream role in everything, like, whether it's movie or series.
Mm-hmm.
My dream role was always a comedy role. Like, I love to make people laugh. That's the main thing.
Okay.
If you see one smile in one person, no matter what, my sense of humor is not that good. But if even I make one person smile, it feels very good in heart that, okay, I've made one person happy. And because of me, there's a smile on her or his face. So it's nice to do comedy roles and everything. So I am loving my character, and let's see how it goes.
Wow, that's such a sweet thought.
Yeah.
But usually people say, no, comedy is, you know, like having a comic timing is very important, and it's supposed to
be
hardest
true.
To act. But and somehow it comes naturally.
I'm telling you, I usually don't act. I mean, in like usual time too, in the sense like whenever I'm not shooting too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always the same. I usually crack a lot of jokes, one-liner and everything.
Okay.
So it's coming naturally. I'm not forcing myself to do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming naturally, and I'm just doing it.
Okay. And now a member wants to know, if you had to do any of the following character, who would you choose? Is it a Paresh Rawal from Hera Fairy? We all know that it's your favorite movie. Akshay Kumar, Namaste London. Or Shah Rukh from Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. Or Hrithik from Dhoom 2. So which is your kind of a movie and a role?
See, by the way, Akshay Kumar is my favorite actor.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely go with Namaste London. But when it comes to Paresh Rawal, like, he's the god in comedy. So I would choose this movie, Hera Fairy. I would love to do a movie called Hera Fairy and do Babu Rao's role rather than that Namaste London.
Okay, yeah. But even in this Namaste London, we did see a comic thing with Akshay. I mean, though it was a little intense role.
Yeah, it was an intense role, but I usually like, I don't like very emotional things. I usually love making people laugh.
Uh-huh.
What I feel is that when people are dedicating their half an hour to the show,
mm-hmm.
I should try my best to make them happy.
Okay, I think that's cool.
Yeah, so that's why Hera Fairy was the only movie which never make people cry or something.
Exactly, a full entertainer.
Like, full entertainment.
Yeah, okay. And Jay, another thing, are you there on Orkut? Because we see a lot of fake IDs are made. All your fans wants to know, are you actually Jay Bhanusali in Orkut or someone else is there?
Well, yes, I'm in Orkut and I usually come online whenever I get time and I usually chat with my fans and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not a fake ID. It's a real one. I have the, just for the proof thing, I have my pic with the glaze.
Mm-hmm.
With black glaze. So, if you want to chat with me, you can come online and chat with me.
Okay, that's cool. Now, the next message is by Mrs. Jay Bhanushali from US.
Okay.
She says, hey Jay, Pooja here, the biggest fan of yours and all in the universe possible. Okay. All I want to say to you is you are the best actor in the world and I really love your cute smile. I really wish you all the very best in life. I wish your life is full of happiness and without any sorrows. I really wish to meet you in future. By the way, I did come to India but something happened and I could not go to Bombay. But in future, this is my promise. I will definitely come and meet you.
Well, Mrs. Bansal or Bhanushali, I don't know.
Bhanushali, he is Mrs. Jay Bhanushali.
Mrs. Jay Bhanushali, I would love to meet you and I always see your comments and everything. I know you like me a lot and everything. So, I would love to see you again in Bombay. So, please come fast, I'm dying to meet you.
Well, Jay, when you visit India Forum, please register and drop in one or two lines for your fans. I'm sure that will really motivate them.
Well, fine. I haven't registered myself in India Forum, but I will do that. No problem.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Ekta_Angel wants to know, so what is it like shooting the fire scene in the big crossover episode? Was it like too risky or did you do it on your own or use body double?
No, I didn't use any body double and I told the production that I have to do this scene on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was risky, that's for sure, because the fire was like really close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like my skin was actually burning in a sense. It was like, it was really, really hot.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, the time it takes to telecast, in a sense, that scene was just for like 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And we have to give around like 2-3 hours, we have to dedicate that time in that fire.
Oh my god.
Very tough time for me to act, plus do it, but I somehow managed it.
Yeah, so it's been quite an experience, huh?
It was a quite good experience. Usually I do my own stunts, I don't use any body double. Till the time, it's like very risky.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So we would definitely not want you to risk your life on this.
No, come on. I can't. See, I told you, I'm a big fan of Akshay Kumar.
Yeah.
I can actually risk my life. But yeah, there are some things that, okay, it's not risky.
Mm-hmm.
At the most, my legs and my bones are going to be like broken. That's it. not much.
Okay, so you're adventurous, huh?
Yeah, very much. I try to do a lot of adventurous things.
Okay, great. So, Jay, are you single, ready to mingle? Because the next fan of yours says, Hi Jay, Nikki here. I just want to start by saying congratulations for winning millions of fans on your performance as Neven Kayamath. You are doing a great job. I hope you continue to be successful in everything you do and hope you find happiness in every step of your way. Take the risk because we will be here to back you up. I just wanted to ask you a simple question. What does a fun-loving and down-to-earth guy like you look for in a Miss Perfect?
Thanks for the compliment, and I would like to tell you that I'm still single.
Okay.
Yeah, no girl is accepting me. I don't know what reason.
You're lying in that.
No, seriously. Every morning I just look myself in the mirror and I just ask myself, am I that bad? That girls are not liking me. So I'm just waiting for the perfect girl to come and propose me, but no one is coming. Yeah, I mean, it's been 6 months of karma, but still.
So didn't you find Miss Perfect in Turkey, huh?
Turkey, everything was perfect, yeah, except me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you haven't found Miss Perfect. So what are you looking for, Miss Perfect? That's what the girls want to know.
Well, usually when I see a girl, I usually see her eyes.
Okay.
Eyes are the main thing which I look, because through eyes you can know that person, how, what's her nature and everything.
Is it?
Seriously, I can see from the eyes that okay.
What if the girl is wearing sunglasses, then what do you do?
Huh? I tell her to take off her sunglasses. I want to see whether you are my perfect one or not. So, it's basically first come, like I see the eyes, then the nature of that person.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she should be beautiful. No doubt on that. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Usually I see a girl's beauty through her eyes.
Okay, not bad. So are you a love at first sight person?
No, not. Love at first sight, yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes. It depends how good the girl is.
Okay.
Yeah, and one thing I don't like in girls is attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I seriously hate it.
Yeah, I mean, your caller tune says, Mujhe do larkiya, mujhe wo do larkiya nahi pasand hai. Okay, now that's a little secret.
Mujhe do nahi, mujhe sirf ek larki pasand hai. Ek hi larki zindagi mein pasand aati hai, bas.
Okay. Now the next message is by a girl who is naughty but at the same time nice. Her IFID is naughty_nice, aka Sam, and she says, Hey Jay, this is Sam. I firstly should say that I am a strong believer of not watching Indian serials due to unlimited crying, but by stroke of luck, when I saw one episode of Kayamath, I was astonished. Your acting skills are great. Keep up the good work and hope you get many more offers so that we get to see you more. And secondly, yes, you are right. Your smile is awesome.
Well, I never said my smile is awesome. But thanks for the compliment. I'm very thankful to you that I turned your thoughts about the Indian series and everything. I promise you that in future too, I'm going to entertain you the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
Hope for the best that I survive.
Okay. Well, Jay, I have to tell you that she's the one who's been, you know, sending me those crying and angry emoticons that she wants to interview you. She's also one of the RJ at India forums.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's got a lovely voice, huh?
Thanks a lot.
All right. Now, Jay, I wanted to know that your show targets young crowd, right? Since it's like a love story between you and Prachi.
Right.
So how come it's aired so late? I mean, we don't see the serial at the prime time, but at 11 o'clock IST, isn't that like pretty late for the show to air?
Well, if you want to see a good show, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if it comes at 11 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
Okay.
People just want to see a good show.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to see a very interesting show. So, and I guess you are asking this question to the wrong person, because you should ask Ekta Kapoor for this reason.
No, well, we thought that maybe this serial kind of refreshes all the viewers after watching the Saas Bahu saga, so probably he's chosen that time.
Yeah, nothing like that. And we guys are not even targeting the youngsters. We are even targeting the older people, like who are working and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, people come from their work by 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it's the time like people come at this time. So I guess 11 o'clock is a perfect time for them to watch television.
Yeah.
So there are some disadvantages of this time, and there are some advantages too of this time.
Exactly.
So it's like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Prachi and your chemistry is getting some rave reviews. So are you and Prachi friends off screen?
Yeah, very good friends. We are the very good friends off screen and on screen too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way I tease Prachi on screen, the way I do off screen too. So it's more of like good friendship, and it's not just with Prachi, it's with Sanjida, with Alap, everyone. It's like it's actually a teamwork rather than any one person.
Okay. The Natasha fan, she says, hi Ajay, this is Sana from Canada. I love watching you in Kayamat. Your acting is lovely and you really fit into the role. I totally adore Panchi and your chemistry. You both light up the screen. Keep up the awesome work.
Oh, thank you, Natasha. First thing I want to say, I like your name, Natasha. It's very nice, and thanks for the compliment, and keep watching Kayamat.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we all know that you have loads of fans, but who is that lucky person that you are big fan of?
Big fan of?
Yeah, as in, are you fan
of a fan or a fan of a actor?
A fan of a actor, yeah.
Well, I'm a very big fan of Akshay Kumar.
Okay.
I usually like his acting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And second comes Shah Rukh.
Shah Rukh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Now, Pretty Jen says, hi Jay, Jennifer from UK here. I'm a huge fan of yours, Jay. I think you're an amazing actor and I love the way you portray your character, Neve. Plus, you have an extremely cute smile to top it all. Will you be ever coming to UK to meet your fans over here? Because many actors go to places like Canada and America, but they forget about their fans in UK.
Well, I would love to come, and let's see. Means if it's in my destination, I will be there one day. No doubt. And UK is a very good place, so I would love to see UK too.
I think you should go all around the world. Because
yeah, actually, let's see. Most probably for the fans of USA, America, I might come in like next month or 2 months after that.
Okay.
I'm planning to go to USA.
Oh, that's really nice. Do let us know so that we can let all your fans on India Forums know that, you know,
we will
be traveling US.
Not a problem.
Now, from UK to US to Canada, you have truly captured everyone's heart. Now, the next message is by this girl called Meera, who's from Canada, and she says, I just found out you're coming on India Forums and you should see my face right now. I am blushing like crazy. I think you are the most adorable newcomer I've ever seen. You have this different type of charm about you. Agar ho sake to ek bar please keh do, I love you, Meera. I would die and go straight away to heaven.
Oh yeah, I love you, Meera, and I would love to marry you, yeah, if you are ready, man. I'm asking so many girls. Everyone is saying no, so please, I beg, please marry me.
Okay, Jenna, what is the best pickup line used by you ever to a girl?
Mine?
Yeah. What will be a pickup line for you?
I usually don't use any pickup lines, yeah, seriously. And pickup lines, I don't tell, because if I tell and if someone likes it, in the sense, if some guy likes it,
oh my,
gonna use the same thing.
Oh, so it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you can't disclose it, yeah. I would keep it secret for the next beautiful girl who comes to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, folks, you're tuned in with Kirti, and the special guest we have here is none other than Jay Bhanusali. So, Jay, let's do some musti in the show. We'll ask you some very quick questions and you answer them really fast.
Cool. Let's
okay.
go.
So, Dhoom Machale or Kayamat?
Kayamat.
Aisha or Prachi?
Prachi.
Television or Bollywood?
Television.
Romantic scenes or tragedy scenes? Scenes which you're most comfortable playing?
Romantic.
Prachi on screen or Prachi off screen?
Prachi off screen.
Saas Bahu story or love story?
Love story.
Ronit Kapoor or Monish Bhel?
That's a very difficult question.
Anyone, I mean. It's okay. Anyone you like. Whom do
okay,
you like?
Monish.
Monish Bhel. Okay, so who is your favorite television actor?
Television actor... till now it's Monish and this guy Monish and Smriti
Irani. Okay. So who do you think needs a makeover in television industry?
I usually don't get time to watch television, so I can't say a makeover of someone, but I would love to see Prachi in miniskirts.
Okay. So apart from you, who is the new hot hunk whom you have competition with?
Very smart. Okay. Before telling that name, I would tell you that he's a very good friend of mine, very close friend of mine. I don't see him as a competition, but... Pulkit.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, alright, that was lovely and really quick.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so the next message is by Richa, and she says, "Oi, here is the most charming, handsome, innocent Neve. So, hi, Jay, I just wanted to tell you you are going good in your career. Just stay as you are. I like your smile very much. I like the way you talk, flirty, skid, almost everything. Last thing, I like both of your pair. It's like made for each other, you and Prachi. So be together always."
I would like to be together on with Prachi. I would love to. And thanks for all the compliments and your love, and I love you too.
Okay. Now tell us about any funny moment in the sets of Kayamat. With you, I'm sure it's non-stop musti.
Yeah.
So just share any of the musti.
Any of the musti... it happened recently. I was coming back from Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the boarding pass and everything, and I lost one of the slip of the this thing, what do you call it, ticket.
Okay.
Which I have to give before getting into the plane.
Uh-huh.
So what happened was I lost it, and then I gave my boarding pass. He's like, "I want to see your ticket." I showed the ticket and he was like, "The one slip is missing."
Oh my
and
God.
I'm like, "Okay, so what should we do?" I told him, like, "I have the boarding pass." He's like, "No, sir, you can't fly." I'm like, "Oh." And the worst thing was that I spent all my dollars and everything at the airport itself.
Okay.
In a sense, before leaving to India,
uh-huh.
I whatever money I was having, I just spent it in duty free.
Yeah, okay.
In duty free, and then I got to know. Okay, means now what? In a sense, he's like, "You can't fly, sir." And Shabbir and Sanjeeda and everyone were there, and they were like, "Oh, okay." So that guy, the airport person who was telling me, he told Shabbir and Sanjeeda that "You guys can carry on. I will send this send your friend very soon." And I was like, "Okay." The worst thing is I don't have dollars. Now where should I go? I was really scared. I won't say I wasn't scared. I was like really scared. And Shabbir was like, "Okay, fine. Then nice meeting you. Meet you in Bombay." And I was like, "Okay, now I'm totally screwed." But the good part was that Shabbir was there till the time I didn't enter. He helped me, and he told me, like, take some other, this thing, what do you call, alternatives, because we have to get into this flight. So Turkey people are very nice, so they just took pictures of my mind, and they just let me go to the flight.
Okay, so I mean, finally everything sorted out.
Yeah, or else I wouldn't be able to talk to you today.
See, you like Turkey people so much, so that's the reason they were holding you back.
See, that's the thing, they love me so much.
Okay, Jay, last but not the least, Muki from London says, I'm one of your biggest fan on India forums, and I'm sure all the girls will be saying this. Just want to say you're doing an awesome job as Neve and Kayamat. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. What's your name?
Muki.
Muki?
Yeah.
Well, it's a very different name. Nice name, Muki. Thanks a lot for the compliments and everything, and I would love if you keep watching Kayamat, and hope for the best that you can see me in more shows and I can entertain you more.
Thanks, Jay, for the lovely interview you've given us.
Thanks a lot, Kriti.
Do you have any message for your India Forum fans?
Well, all you guys, don't think that you can't talk to me or something. You can just send a message or something in India Forum, and I would try to reply you back. And I usually go through India Forum and read all your messages, whether it's Suprika and Mehek and Natasha, and lots of fans I know who actually message good things about me. So keep it up, keep rocking, and keep rocking India Forum too.
Oh, wow, thank you so much. And can they contact you anywhere, or they just drop a message in India Forum? And
yeah, they can just if they can actually put a message for me or Jay, I would try to reply them back.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah? Jay, before we say goodbye, just give us any cool one line.
Cool one line.
Yeah, you're a guy who gives a funny one-liner, so just give us one before we say goodbye to
one,
you.
That's a cool one-line. Man, you actually, I should be paid for this interview, yeah? You're making me work. Don't you think?
No.
I usually get that reaction from all the people when I talk about money.
Exactly. So, see, you get to hear such lovely messages. I've made your day today, and you're saying we have to pay you. We're paying you through our love.
Definitely. So I would love that you keep loving me like this, and that's it for now, and let's see when India Forum calls me again for the interview. I would love to give another interview to for India Forum and talk to all you guys. So keep messaging, keep loving me, and let's rock.
Okay, thank you so much, Neve. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Kriti. Bye, take care. India. Dash Forum.
India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.